We are missing our former colleague Mel Dizeldi so much here at 5MU and ParaFM since she left as radio host and content director last year. Mel stepped down to manage a return of cancer, which she has triumphantly beaten but has since developed motor neuron disease, MND. The insidious disease is under the spotlight with an awareness week, and she joins me now. Hi, Mel.
Hello, lovely to chat to you. I've missed you and your beautiful voice.
You too. And our listeners really, really have missed you and Chris as well. Look, you've had quite the challenging journey, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been, what are the odds, Jenny? Are the odds? Beaten cancer 3 times and then a couple of weeks later get diagnosed with motor neuron disease. So it was a bit of a hard pill to swallow, that one.
I bet. What is motor neuron disease?
Well, motor neuron disease is a horrible disease. It affects the nerves, the motor neurons. So they communicate between your brain and your muscles. So what happens is they actually just die, and that causes your muscles to weaken and waste away. So we're talking about muscles that make you move, so that affect your arms and your legs and your hands and your feet, help you to speak, to swallow, and then to breathe. So we're talking a terminal illness.
Yeah. So, and it's just a slowly deteriorating one as well, which is just really must be difficult to come to terms with every day, put one foot in front of the other.
It really is. It does show up differently in everyone. And get this, I would have had it back in 2019. So I did notice my foot was dropping a bit when I was working there, and my medical team thought it was due to the rounds of chemotherapy that I've been on over the past 4 years, because you do get a drop foot, or sometimes you get a drop foot with certain chemotherapy drugs, and particularly one that I was on, which does affect your nerves, oxaliplatin, which I had a really bad reaction to. So they just put it down to that. But no, it looks like I might have, they think I've had motor neuron disease since 2019. So that's interesting, isn't it? Any wonder I was tired.
yeah. So it makes you tired, and I imagine it affects people in different ways. But how has it been impacting you in the past few months?
Well, it's affected the way I walk. So I'm having a lot of trouble walking now. I've got a very dropped foot in my left leg. It pretty much does its own thing. It's got its own mind now. It's affecting my walking at the moment. I'm actually very lucky in that I've got a very slow progressing one. So they think, considering I've had it since 2019, I mean, the average life expectancy for motor neuron disease patients is 2 to 3 years. So when you look at me, I'm actually doing really quite well. So, yeah. I mean, different people, it happens differently for them. And there are 4 different types of motor neuron disease as well. So I've got one, which is the most common one, which is ALS. In fact, that's what they call it in America. They call motor neuron disease ALS. Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis is what it is.
It's a mouthful.
I know. ALS is easier. Yeah. There's another one called PMA, which is more of a progressive one. There's one called PBP, which is a bulbar palsy, which starts with speech. Often that's the first thing that people notice, is their speech becomes quite slurred. In fact, they often get ridiculed as being drunk, because it does sound a bit like that. That's a horrible one. I've got a girlfriend that's got that, and it's awful. And then there's another one called PLS, which is a primary lateral sclerosis. So there's different types of motor neuron disease as well.
Is there any way to manage it?
There's really little or no treatment, unfortunately, and there's no cure to date. There is a drug in Australia that people can use called Riluzole or something like that, that apparently gives patients about 3 extra months to live, but unfortunately it's very tough on the liver. So for someone like me who's had 3 liver resections and lost 75% of my liver and my entire right lobe, there's no way they're going to put me on that drug. So that's really the only treatment available in Australia at the moment that's effective. But there's lots of research being done, and that's what we need. We need lots more research and people to become aware of this disease, because it's killing really good people, and it's a horrible way to die. And so we need to be talking about it a lot more, and that's what this week is all about.
Yeah, I bet. And donating to great services. I hear that the South Australian Motor Neuron Disease Organisation is really wonderful at advocacy and supporting people in that situation.
They have been absolutely amazing for me. I rang them straight away. Going through cancer, I learned that it's really important to reach out to these organisations for help. When you don't do it alone, you can't do it alone. But I straight away reached out to MND South Australia, and they have been absolutely amazing. They've helped me so much with getting the support that I need. My house is going to have to be changed. We've got steps in our house, all sorts of things. Like, I'll need a motorised wheelchair and all sorts of equipment, which I have no idea about, but they do, and they've been really great in helping me with that.
And Mr. Dizeldi, Chris, he's been pretty amazing too, hasn't he?
He's incredible. He's absolutely incredible. He's really stepped up, and this is, of course, this is incredibly hard on him. You know, you go through this with your wife, your partner in life, and gosh, we really celebrated Christmas because, once again, I'd beaten cancer for the third time, so we had the best Christmas ever. And then to be told that, no, I've got something different now and it's terminal and it's this, it was really hard for him. But he's, you know what Chris is like.
Supportive and lovely and hilarious.
He is, and he makes every day fun.
Yeah.
Every day is fun living with Chris. And that high vibration, I'm sure, is really helpful in healing.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, you're one of the most resilient and positive people I know. You must really now be thinking and living in the moment.
Yeah, and that's exactly how you cope with anything like this, is to live in the now, because in this moment, everything is fine. And whatever's gone before me, here I am now. And that's exactly how I live. And every moment is fine if you just live in that moment. It's definitely the way to go. Projecting, particularly with a horrible disease like motor neuron disease, where you know what's ahead, is really a bad idea. Because I don't really know what's going to happen to me. We don't know what motor neuron disease is going to be like in me, you know. So that's the way I look at things. And I'm open to a miraculous cure happening. It could happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, who knows, you know. So I'm open to the possibilities. And whilst I'm alive, I can be of service and enjoy myself.
And family and friends of people with MND, what can they do to help?
I think one of the most touching things that someone did for me was my beautiful stepmother-in-law, Chris's stepmum, was she contacted the Motor Neuron Disease Association in her state and asked them. And I thought, wow, that's so thoughtful and really helpful. Because if you leave everything up to the patient, you know, one of the hardest things being asked as a patient who's not well or, you know, going through some tough stuff themselves is, what can I do for you? It sort of puts the onus back on the patient to come up with a solution for you.
Yeah.
And I know that's a very much I mean well to ask you this question, but it does. It just puts that pressure on the patient. So it's really great if you want to support someone with any disease, be proactive in finding out about the disease and find ways that you can actually support them without actually having to put that onus onto the patient to come up with that solution for you. I mean, by all means, you can do things like, you know, I'm surrounded by the most beautiful people, and I've had the most beautiful gifts, you know, delivered at my door, and thoughtful gestures, and, you know, meals made, and all those wonderful things that people do. It's just absolutely beautiful. But if you really do want to help someone, I think that's the best thing to do.
Well, we absolutely love and adore you, Mel. Thank you so much for joining me on the airwaves. Really, really appreciate it.
I've loved talking to you, and all the best to everyone. I've missed you all.